So find yourselves in a relaxed, comfortable position. Breathing into your belly. Feeling yourself against the floor, grounding yourself in. And we're going to begin the meditation by first finding that safe haven, that place we choose to go to begin all meditations, to feel safe so we can journey on from there. So in the last couple of weeks we've been talking about that internal home of ours, that place of perfection where we feel safe, nurtured. So allow yourself to go there. It might look very similar to how it's looked before. It might be totally different. Just accept whatever your being offers you today in this meditation. And it's actually an interesting place to begin because we're going to be working on the sacral chakra, the second chakra, the one in our lower bellies and the pelvic girdle, the pelvic bowl. Since this is called the seat of creation, in that this is where women make babies, so they create life here. This is where the inspiration for art and music, the energy for art and music is created. But it's also where we have our internal home, our internal foundations for who we are and why we are in this earth. And especially now in this time of economic challenge, where we're finding that everything we knew is solid in the outside world is crumbling. The institutions that used to be the foundations of our finances are starting to crumble. We see homes being repossessed, people not being able to afford food to put on their tables. These are all very real first and second chakra challenges. And if we consider the sacral chakra as our foundation and we look around at crumbling foundations exterior to our beings, we need to be able to protect and find a sense of safety within us. Because otherwise we can buy into the exterior world and have our sacral chakras totally shattered, totally misaligned, and blasted by what's going on external to us. There's the idea that we create our own realities. This is a phrase you'll hear very often with all the New Age jargon out there. But if it's true that we do create our own reality, the sacral chakra is one of the places we find the energy to create our own reality. And why would we want to create a reality based in fear, based in lack, and based in an illusionary reality external to us? Internally, we have access to what's known as the universal bank. The universal bank is a bank of energy. And it's a non-ending, completely sourced bank of energy we can tap into anytime we're feeling anything less than full. So when we look outside and see that the banks are running scared and we're maybe not getting as much for our money, all we need to do is go inside ourselves, into our sacral chakra, and tap into that bank of universal source energy and fill our insides, our beings, our energetic bodies full of energy. And we know that there's a concept of macrocosms and microcosms. And whatever we create in our own internal microcosm knocks on and manifests into the macrocosm. So if we feel full and wealthy energetically internally, so we are totally able to create wealth externally to us. And maybe money just flows into our pockets because we don't buy into the paradigm of lack or the paradigm that the outside world cannot provide for us. Our internal world has everything we need. And so when you hear about all these foreclosures on homes and you're worried about where maybe your next mortgage payment is going to come from, and you feel your foundations, the home around you, might be shaky, come into your belly and look at the structure of your own body and how the spine sits so securely in the ilia, the iliac crest, the hips, the pelvic girdle. That is your foundation. And if your foundation is strong and you feel grounded and healthy and firm in your own structural foundations, then that macrocosm will knock on to the macrocosm outside of you, and you will have a healthy home around you. The sacral chakra is all about creating beauty and desire in your life. And so we're going to use the image of this foundation of the sacral chakra as being your home, your foundations. And I invite you to now begin to decorate your imaginary home inside of you with the most beautiful, lush, plush, vibrant tones, colors, art, music, anything that will make you feel sensually pleased, that will heighten all your senses to a place of joy, of bliss, of tactile enjoyment. So imagine now that you can build a house within you that's so firm and so sturdy, and you have all the wealth that you need to create the most beautiful, luxurious home that will house your inner being, that will house your inner child, that will house the feminine, the goddess within you. So what can you place in there to make it even more delightful, desirous, complete? How secure can you be in that home, in your foundation? How strong are these foundations? Are they in a beautiful garden? Is your house, your home, surrounded by the most beautiful plantings. Maybe there's a river or a stream that flows past. Water represents emotions. And so, in this home of yours, maybe you have a stream or a fountain of flowing water, flowing emotions, not stagnant, but rich and lively, effervescent. So your emotions down here are so full and so mutable that they don't get stuck. The sacral chakra does represent all the fluids in the body. And so the more we can have flowing water around our home, the more we can keep the fluids flowing, which includes circulation, pumping, lymph draining, your urogenitals, passing toxins through. See your sacral chakra as the most whole and complete place of desire, place of joy, place of fulfillment that you can imagine. And as you do this, again seeing it rich with opulent color and light and sound, as you do this, affirm to yourself that this is what you can create in your external world. That all you see, all you do internally can be manifest externally. And that these fears that the world has around you do not have to be your fears. Because internally you have created such a safe and rich and wholesome place that all exterior machinations are nothing more than illusion. And you don't need to buy into it. And you choose not to buy into it. Because you can have anything you want by first creating it in your creative chakra, by first creating it in this place of creation, the center of life, of creation, of joy. So feel yourself in joy, in luxury, in wealth, in wholeness, in flow, and love it. Love every moment of being there. This is your right. You are worthy of this manifestation. You are worthy of everything you choose to create. It is your right. It is your blessing. It's your creation. To feel yourself in the sacral chakra. And feel yourself beginning to be surrounded by a glow of orange light. Orange is the color of the sacral chakra. And this orange is a very pure and vibrant light. It brings life, it brings energy, it brings flow, it brings a sense of excitement, of adventure. And so fill yourself with orange flow this orange out from the sacral chakra to all parts of your body and resonate and vibrate in this orange feeling, this orange sense. This orange energy. And how comfortable are you in this orange? Orange also is the color of the gurus, of the swamis. It brings wisdom, insight, and power. Orange is the color of power. Sense power in your creation. Sense wisdom in your creation. And sense joy. And then bring the orange back into a tight little ball right down in the base of your belly, in your reproductive organs, in your pelvic girdle. And then see this tight little ball of orange begin to dissipate as we come to the end of this journey. And so, knowing that you're at your safe haven, and now your safe haven is one of richness and opulence, of luxury, of creation, just take one look around again. Feeling the joy and the sense of security and safety that you have because you have manifest the most perfect creation that pleases every sense in your being. And then when you're ready, turn and begin to come back out from this visualization, from this guided meditation. Coming back out into the breath, feeling the breath, breathing the breath into the lower belly. When you bring breath into the lower belly, you're bringing oxygen down into the sacral chakra. And that empowers you as well. The breath brings life force and chi. And it is life force and chi that we create down in the sacral chakra. So how perfect to bring the breath down there. And then slowly bring your breath into your toes and gently wiggle your toes. Slowly bring your breath into your fingers and hands and wiggle your fingers and hands. Bring the breath into your head and roll your head from side to side. Then take a yawn and a stretch and totally come back into the present, into the here and now.